prefer to be an outcast during culture kids, where the concept of the dukkan is the corner shop where the top shop.
We are live outside. Hey, yo, what's up, people?
What up, nation?
Revolution of expression.
Stay tuned in to the dukkan show. Stay tuned in.
Arab digital generation is shaping our identity, their creative expression, and their future. So please give a very warm welcome.
The dukkan.
Welcome to your tribe.
All right. What was our topic?
I think it was, first of all.
Hi.
Marhaba, Mohamed Akawi.
Hello, Mohamed Akawi. Welcome.
It's been a while. How's it going?
We missed
you. So good to be back.
Hello. So this is a podcast studio.
Allahu Akbar.
Here's where we record our show, the Dukkan Show. You remember the show. It's good to have you back.
He never left.
He never camera, left. MashaAllah, tatawur. Wow. Yeah.
We're moving.
It's visual.
We're those people now.
You know, we could do product placement. Okay, product like, placement.
Like this.
Like, but OT, you pick the only product that we won't get paid from. A plastic bottle that fits 3 liters of water. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Yo, straight up. But it's the easiest reference because then I don't have to hold up a product that nobody's paying for.
صح.
Yeah. And then we can use this as a reference in the deck and, you know,
et cetera. Deck.
Get you deals.
Shade deck.
Without a deck, you are nothing.
Straight up.
What is it? A deck slinging competition.
You worked hard on that one.
You know, I felt she's been wanting to say that for the past
she's
4 years.
Holding I've been on to it
because
for
that
a
one
while.
Time that we said that, I think she was like, "Is this time to say no?"
Every single meeting,
should I say right now?
Every single marketing moment,
this
every
is
single
it?
Advertising moment. This was the
so
one
it was not it was not penetrating the market.
No,
it was the word deck.
Can yeah, I show yeah. you my deck,
deck.
So we can penetrate and touch the consumer?
Yeah, I know. See, that's what we do, guys, for a living.
We're going to go to prison. That's
no,
what we're going to do.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. We're not doing this. But we are here now. So welcome. Good to have you guys back. It has been a moment. And
I've missed you.
Well, it's been ages.
You've been missed.
Yeah. I'm even weirded out of hearing my own voice.
You're not used to it anymore.
I was a bit nervous even coming back.
He's gripping the table right now. I don't know why.
He's clenching the
like,
table.
I don't know why his knuckles are white, but okay.
So is this the show where we break the third wall, fourth wall?
Break whatever your heart desires. Today, Akawi, you could do whatever you want.
If tech is the fourth wall, we just broke it. So.
You cannot break tech.
He's unbreakable.
He is. What are you, 6'5"?
You're 6'3"?
MashaAllah.
Reem fits in his back pocket.
I don't notice how tall
No, Reem doesn't
are.
Fit in. You know where, like, you know in jeans, you have your pocket, but then in the pocket, there's that small pocket which no one knows what it's for.
The yes. pocket. It's where you hide your
In the UAE, we don't know what it's for.
I don't know what that's
okay.
for, sorry.
Yeah,
that's,
so every time I'm like, do I put a key? Do I put a dirham? Who the hell carries a dirham? You know, so I'm like, what is this pocket
right.
for? So I think you'd fit there.
Reem Hamid. Auntie Reem, that's an Auntie Reem pocket. I'll tell you what to put it in later.
You're very, you're, what, why, what is this? Why is she like this now? She like
know.
This? It's very
no,
above
no.
25 any kind of part.
Yeah.
Just happier.
I am happier. What's wrong happier. With that? This is the fun police. The fun police has arrived.
Whoever thought Akawi could be a fun
Can
police?
You believe this guy's the fun police walking Aren't around with this?
Why are you using such profanity?
With what, this stance?
I think it's because lately I've had a lot of, because of Beit Maryam, there's a lot of mother and kids followers, so I do not use profanity or put people like Aaron on my Instagram.
Yeah, calling out our friend. So, putting P-Storm on blast.
Because
cool.
he just starts swearing, because he knows if he
so
swears, I'm not going to post
now.
It. So yeah, we're that people.
P-Storm's been trying to get canceled for years.
So you cannot share his music either anymore.
No, it's fine. I can share his music. His music
is okay for the kids?
His music is positive. Positive.
It does have a positive vibe to it. It does.
What song?
What do you mean? All of them?
All of them are positive. I think you do not understand Aaron's inner don't. Message
I'm,
in
I'm
his
missing
music.
Out on Aaron's art form, clearly.
Yeah,
because I actually don't know which song is positive.
They're all positive. I find them to be, I mean, they're a reflection of P-Storm. You have to like dig through the words. And when, like, unlike earlier when Akawi round feet with retreat or something like that.
Yo, Tech, that's bars though. That's hard.
He said Whoa. Bars about himself.
No, man, but it's good to be back.
Tech is trying to protect the street cred.
We've missed you. I really have missed you,
man.
Honestly.
Work got a hold of me. I apologize.
The
I love you all.
Get a hold of you. And you could tell he's freer now because even his content has been expanding. Like, I went from a post a week to every day now. He's got something to share with the world.
He's got something to say.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, eventually, that. Every day. No, not every day. I'm still not that. But you're right. But you're right.
I've noticed you're freer. You're
right. Plus, you know, I think also the world of social media has become much easier to create on versus before we used to like overthink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need a cameraman. You know, I was just real. Okay. Effect. Hello, what you? Which app? Okay, use this app. Tamam. Done. Okay, insert jingle. Upload.
Can I just say?
Insert jingle.
Akawi and I were filming a pilot last weekend or the weekend before, right? And we found out on the shoot that the guys we were working with were TikTok famous. It just so happened.
No, like TikTok famous, bro.
Right? But real? This young man is like, actually quite brilliant.
What's the context? Like how famous are they? Like, no, like 40, 50,000?
No. Like million view minimum.
Oh.
Yeah.
And, it's not like your usual TikTok. So it's like positive educational stuff that he pushes so people can understand what's happening in Uganda.
Yeah. So he's a Ugandan TikToker and he's really dope because he said that usually people in Uganda say negative things in retaliation against the government, but what he wants is to show the positive side of Uganda. So right. So Akawi made him make a TikTok for Akawi.
I was trying to understand because they're like, bro, these days, max your video should be, and I'm like, 30
seconds. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You should have seen his face.
4 seconds. I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
What?
Shoot, 4 seconds. Yeah. You cannot reach the punchline in 4 seconds. And they're like, bro, trust me.
Yeah.
And that's why I did that quick 6 seconder, the Habibi, in 3 to 6 months.
Oh, yeah. The one of you going, jogging and stuff.
And even when it was 6 seconds, they're like, bro, can't you cut it? I'm like, la, Habibi, I cannot cut it. It's 6 seconds, bro. Have you met me?
So there is Akawi running up and down the beach, Akawi getting ice cream. He made these kids make a little production for him and then made them teach him how to do it. And it was honestly the funniest thing. But I learned a lot from them. There's so much I learned from them.
Can we invite them to teach us a few tricks?
100%.
I think it's just 100%. Beyond that, I think we should like have them around because their worldview is so amazing. They just get right to the like core of it. They
I'm down. I'm here for it. Yeah. It sounds like something we can learn.
So your gym videos need to be around 3 seconds.
Your gym videos are feature films.
And I was, by the way, I was proud of my last edit. It was 45 seconds.
Bro, no.
And I thought I've done a great job with that.
Yeah. Apparently 45 seconds is a lot.
Yeah, they're like, oh my God. Like when they were in the car, they were like, yo, we're so tired. How long is the video you're editing? The guy's like 20 seconds. And the other guy's like, bro, I got like a 60 seconder. They're like dying from it. They're dying. And I love the way they see the world because it's not the way we see the world.
No.
It's just not.
They're built for a different era.
And a different way of storytelling.
Yeah.
You know, which we can learn from.
Okay, so I'm going to take this on as a new challenge. I'm going to have like 5 second fitness videos.
But watch OT post 7 of them a day.
Exactly.
In a row.
Like 10 of them back to back.
For the algorithm. You know what I mean? It's for the algorithm.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Yo, like I just found out the other day when I was posting a video on TikTok that our workout video from Phuket was stuck in my drafts this whole time.
This is why I'm not famous yet.
But I released it yesterday after 2 other videos. So we're working the algorithm in your favor.
What is the algorithm? You guys like
we learned it from your brother.
We are not allowed to talk about the algorithm.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Even if you know what the algorithm is.
It's like Fight Club.
It's like no, talk about the algorithm. You just try to crack the algorithm.
Okay. Don't talk about it.
Don't talk about the algorithm.
Don't know about it. Don't learn about it. Just crack it. Fine. That's what I feel about it. But wait.
Your brother's a pro.
My brother Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a pro at it. But I think across the board, the content, you just have to pump out.
Content.
You got to pump out content.
You got to pump out content.
You know, and if you're an academic like me, it's just a big ask.
You're a what?
I'm an intellectual. I'm a part of like the philosophizers of our time.
Philosophizers.
Okay, Malcolm Gladwell.
That sounds like a cheap battery.
Socrates, me, you know.
Reem, Socrates, Malcolm Gladwell, Elon Musk. Yeah, we're all the same people.
We all think.
Surprisingly, it's all white dudes and you.
Exactly. By the way, I'm a white guy. I just haven't showered in like 20 years.
Astaghfirullah.
That's your sound bites.
Oh my God. Yeah. Speaking of, I just found out the other day Malcolm Gladwell's half Jamaican. I thought he was white.
You didn't notice from his hair?
He looks white.
He has an afro. He literally
his hair
has an
looks
afro.
Like Akawi's.
No.
Yes.
Anyways, it doesn't matter where he's from. The man's a philosopher.
Alhamdulillah.
Like,
Alhamdulillah.
Like, who cares where he's from?
I'm just proud, you know. He's another brown person that hasn't showered like you.
You're right. We're not into showering.
So, in the summer heat.
Yeah, it is summertime. It's summertime. But
that shout out to the homies in London surviving at this 40-degree weather. It sounds great over there.
Yo, look, we're not built for winter. They're not built for summer. That's it. Like, if winter hit here, like, -2, we wouldn't be able...
Wait, London gets -2s?
No, they do, but they're used to it. Like, it's just the way the world is... Their world is adaptable to more colder temperatures. Whereas we, if it gets to, like, 10 or 8...
I beg to differ.
Really?
Because I do ice baths.
Oh, my God.
That's part of my recovery and my journey.
Is it?
And my ice baths are 5 or 4 degrees. And I sit there for, like, a solid 25 minutes until they kick me out.
Right, but a day is 24 hours.
So I'm just saying.
Without somebody coaching you through the 25 minutes that you're inside the ice bath.
The only thing that I think I would probably get annoyed from, I really want to try these like -30 countries, like Canada or like,
yeah,
you know, it's just to see how really cold it is. Like, I think that's a game changer. Like, okay, -2, like I've been in -2 or -6, -8 weather in Lebanon.
Yeah.
Or in Holland, but... I've never been different. To that, like, -20.
Yeah,
I feel like if Akawi goes to Canada, you'll see him in one of these videos. You know those people in, like, swimsuits out in the snow? You'll see Akawi in
the middle of that. See, the thing about Akawi is, like, I thought that, but Akawi's really tough mentally. Like, he's really strong. So yeah. If he's, like, it's not cold, he's just going to do this thing he does. He's like, it's not cold. And then he's gonna survive it, which is so irritating. Like, it's the most irritating. But I know you'll... It's good to experience it because... You don't realize how cold the world is. Like when there's icicles on your eyelashes, you wanna. It's not the best experience, but if you know it's temporary, you're a tourist. Like you're going through. You know what 100%. I mean? So it's cool.
When my mom went to Canada, when Dania, my sister, was living there, and she gave birth to Judy, and I was zooming with her, and I'm like, Mom, like, what's the temperature? She's like, it's like -20 something, which means like your sister told me it's like -20. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, what are you going to do now? She's like, I'm going to go open the window and smoke a cigarette. I'm like, oh, hey, what do you mean, bro? She's like, you're not allowed to smoke. If there's a newborn baby, where will I smoke? And then she's like, by the way, if you leave the cigarette outside the coffee, خلاص جمد. It's -20. What do you think? Like, but she's still, mashallah, if you open the...
Yeah.
It's like an instant hydro freeze. Yeah.
Yo, you can throw hot water outside and it turns to like snow dust. It's really
snow dust.
Yeah. It's cool to experience it. We should go. What's it where they ride the huskies?
Ooh, Finland.
Yeah, we should do it.
Yeah,
we should
Norway.
Go.
We do Northern Lights.
Yeah, where's
Norway?
The Northern Lights? Where from that the boxer we met in Thailand?
Yeah,
and Phuket. What's her name?
Her name is Alice.
Alice. She
won her last fight.
Oh, she did.
Abali Karim.
Congratulations.
No, I'm not gonna fight.
Yeah, I do the whole.
We should do it. But the short trip, please, not the long trip. Because you have the long trip, you camp. They bring you sit with the huskies, you camp. No, I just want to do the huskies.
No, I do a short one because I'm sure there's no hammam in the way with the shattaf.
So
I'm
good. Zero. And then you have like so.
No mobile shattafs either.
No mobile shattafs, no.
And it would freeze.
Everything will freeze.
Yeah, so I think we should try and do that. How are we going to do this? What are we?
First of all,
we
need to check the visa situation.
True, I think we can make it work.
No, that's fine.
Step one, visa.
No, wrong one, but wrong. It's okay.
Okay.
It's muted anyway.
It's muted. Okay.
It's all right. I got you guys.
It's a Schengen, man. We'll get it sorted.
Inshallah.
Reem just shows up, but you and I need to wait a couple of months for appointments.
It's all right. I'll ride with you guys. Don't worry. I got you guys.
Kisses teeth.
Kisses teeth, indeed.
Straight up.
But I would like us to do a cold experience together because I think that I ran away from the cold. I just didn't like it. But
now I think there's I would enjoy it. There's an easy hack to it.
If it was a community thing for us, like we would go together, I would totally do it. I think we should. Well, let's go to Banff.
Was this recorded?
Banff.
Did this recorded?
Yeah.
Okay, because she just said she's going to go back to the cold if she's going to go with us.
Yeah, I would.
Okay, good.
I would.
What the hell is Banff?
Banff?
It's a different version of the onsen.
Onsen? I'm in, bro. Okay. Don't play with my feelings.
You guys need to explain the onsen to the fourth wall.
I got you guys. All right. So the onsen. So we get to Thailand. Now we went to Thailand recently. And we get there and there's this experience in the spa and the resort
changed.
We were in. Yeah, because you need to talk about the onsen experience. So we got there and there was like this thing called an onsen. Of course, us being us, we're like, ice bath? Okay. Otirim, there is ice bath. Let's go. All right. We thought onsen means that it's the name of the spa.
Yeah, we
go out and we're sitting there. And it's
not a brand name.
Yeah, and it's this huge room. And we're like, okay, ice bath. What is this jacuzzi, hot mineral water? We're like, okay, we do the ice bath, barely. And we bounce. The next day we go, and while we're entering, we're like, excuse me, what's an onsen? They're like, there's instructions on the wall that you read, which none of us saw, of course. And it's this full-on experience where you start off with...
the bubbles.
You start off with the jacuzzi bubbles, but it's hydro. I don't know what that makes you feel like, very like onsen.
And it's set at room temperature.
And set at room temperature. And then you finish that, then you go into the steam room. Oh, no, you go into the sauna.
Yeah.
And then after the sauna, you go into the ice bath for 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then there's a hot mineral tub, which is around 50 degrees, that you also do 10 minutes. And that's the greatest feeling in the world. And then you go back to the steam room, where you sit down also for a couple of minutes. And then you go back to the ice water. And then there's another hot mineral tub dip. And then there's an ice room.
Yes.
Where the walls are all okay. Ice. And I'll tell you one thing. As soon as I wish we found out about this onsen experience. Onsen. Like from the first day, because we found out on the last day.
Yeah.
And you felt like, to me, I'm like, my skin is glowing. That's one. Two, this is so relaxing.
It was.
And I really, if I found out about it, minimum twice a day.
Well,
every time we were there.
This is the thing, so right? Hot. We were like, so the what I loved about it is when I saw that last ice room, because of the way they had the room built, there was like night lights.
The club
like,
lights behind the club behind lights the ice walls.
Hidden behind the ice. And I was like, that's trash. I'm never going in there. I literally treated it like a club that I would never enter. When I was in there, I kept saying, I love this.
I loved it. I loved every single second of that onsen experience.
Yeah. So now,
I even like saying onsen.
Exactly. So now all we care about is building our own onsen.
And the funny thing is, when we were there and I'm like, Reem, what's onsen? Of course, she doesn't know, but she had Reem-splained me.
She Reem-splained
you, another thing we did in this is that we coined the term Reem-splained. She looks at me, she goes like, oh, you didn't know onsen is a Japanese. And she gives me this like history of Japan and in the war, and they had to go through onsen. And onsen is a French word, by the way.
Okay, but it's so Japanese.
And even I was telling Zena, I'm like, Zena, do you onsen? And she's like, oh. That's French. I'm like, no, that's Japanese. Oh. I think maybe they say it from the diaphragm. Onsen.
Onsen.
I'm like, but Rich, she's like, no, onsen means, I don't know, like a room or something. And I went, I'm like, well, Reem explained me, and I was like all for it.
I was taking
a history in Japanese wars and what
is,
they did.
But it is, because I looked it up.
Look, she's still trying to Reem explain.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to Reem explain. I'm just trying to say what I looked it up, because I thought, I wondered what an onsen was, and I looked it up, and that's what I found.
Reem explain.
Anyways.
No. So to define what Reem-splaining is, when
it's really this was the philosophy that came out of our dream.
When you ask Reem a question and she gives you a 6-minute answer,
but
just to derive
answer.
You from the fact that it might not be right.
Exactly.
First of all, it's grounded in some right at least. What, so you're saying an onsen is not Japanese?
No. So here's this
saying?
Is Reem-splaining. Reem-splaining. Hold on.
What are you saying? You're saying onsen is not Japanese.
When Reem tries to explain a concept to you,
right?
Where she has a minimum piece of information.
No, not minimum.
Minimal piece of information possible.
But she expands
possible,
on it. She
and she elaborates and expands on it to make you feel like she actually read the encyclopedia on that topic.
Wait a minute. I agree that Reem explaining is a thing. I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Just to give you an example, a normal person, hey, hi, do you know what onsen is? I think it's a French word, but it's from like Japan. Let me continue. I'm giving an example here. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it might be, it sounds French, but I'm sure that because they read something like you, man, I'm sure that it's from the Japanese culture back in the day.
That's what I said.
Inside their
or Akawi, I read something about it being
that's
Japanese culture.
And then there's Reem's plane. Reem, what's onsen? Oh, you didn't know?
Onsen, it begins with that
onsen,
line.
Onsen is a Japanese word that was derived from back in the day when they used to go to war. And I'm like, they used to take the whole onsen with them. Facilities, my guy. And she means like war, like in the like 1817, like that Tom Cruise movie kind of war, like Japanese samurai. What was that movie called? The Samurai Sword or something like
that? The Last Samurai.
Yeah, and I'm sure I did not see an onsen in that movie. There was no onsen in that movie, The Last Samurai.
Let me explain it.
There was no onsen in The Last Samurai, okay?
Also, the old.
So that's Reem-splaining, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what? I'll take it, but I'm telling you right now, onsen is a Japanese thing. It's
don't get us
French
wrong.
Word.
We love it.
I know. It does bring us joy.
Or when she wants to Reem-splain, OT starts OT.
OT, OT, OT. OT.
She starts with OTOT. And I'm like, oh, let me go grab a karak or a water or something. There's an OTOT situation.
As soon as she does that, you exit the room and you leave me alone fast.
But this is why OT brings a big screen into his office. So you don't see his face and you say OTOT. OT opens an article. Where to find huskies in Finland. And like Rio's probably OTOT.
We have to do this.
I hide behind the screen to cry. As soon as she goes like, OTOT, Akau goes like, oh, I have a meeting.
Akaui stays.
I like to hear that.
Akaui stays, for sure. If anyone is getting murdered, Akaui wants to watch. Much what goes down. Can we get to the topic of this actual podcast? Let me re-explain the topic of this podcast.
What do you mean? Please. This is the usual podcast that we do.
No, there's 160 days left in this year, and I want you guys to start panicking straight up.
Why would I panic?
I don't know. I'm panicking. I want this year to be the best year of our lives, guys. How do we do that?
So far, my year has been wonderful.
The missing fifth Teletubby, Reem Hamid, ladies and gentlemen. Me and OT are good, bro. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like,
OT, OT. We need to make 2022 the best year of our lives. We have 160 days to do it.
Yes. What are you doing for the remainder of the year, OT?
Being as incredible as I have been the past few months. Like, obviously.
Oh, so it's just my self-esteem that's low.
Your self-esteem is not low.
It's just my self-esteem that's taking a hit. That's straight, like, creating straight
Akaui
panic.
Akaui at the moment is a paddle UAE national champion.
Yes.
Mashallah, tabarakallah. And he's working on becoming the next spin class instructor with the most fire playlist.
By the way,
right?
May I just interject? When I was in Thailand with Muhammad Akaui, I had a private class, private spin class. And no joke, it was one of the best spin classes I've ever had. And he hasn't even gotten started. He's not even like there yet. When he gets to like classes, he's going to be amazing. Right? Like, no joke.
There you go. And he was trained by Hibba. So, you know, he's on his way to becoming a champ at that too. And he's been doing weight training and playing basketball. Like, and that's within a span of 7 days a week.
Right, that's true. So we're just going to continue. this momentum.
That's what's keeping me sane to this. Of this is keeping me sane to manage the rest of my life.
It's true.
There you go.
So you know. And he's also, aren't you like the third grade ping pong champion or something that? No, title holder?
I've put that racket in the closet.
He retired the title?
Okay. I retired the racket, the title.
Okay.
The only thing, in my opinion, I think Akaui should improve on for the rest of the year is just don't lose your car keys again.
Oh my God.
That's the only thing.
Can we please tell everybody what happened? Because not everyone follows Zaina. That's the thing. Without her, I would not have known.
The car keys.
Okay.
It was such a positive day.
Tell the car keys story.
Okay, first of all, before we get to the car keys story. I'm very excited for the rest of this year.
Yes.
I'm very happy that I have a set routine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which I have found.
Yeah. Which is very healthy, by the way. Which your routine is fire.
Morning routine, throughout the day work.
You're always at paddle in the evening, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Halal stuff.
Halal.
But I really advise anyone for the rest of this year, if you do not have a routine or a set routine, I would really advise it to always try and find one, whether if it includes your work, it includes the people around you, it can include hobbies, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Sarahatan, make a statement for yourself to at least do it once a day because it really helps you out.
I agree. It keeps you on the level.
And then never lose your car keys in the remaining 160 days of this year because, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not know, losing your car keys is a... I can't say... Can I?
Beep,
I said
yeah,
it.
Beep it out.
It's okay. Simi will censor.
I'll tell you why. Because if your car, Reem Hamid and OTOT, if your car is 2018 and above,
right.
2019 and above, and your key is one of those, what is it called?
The keyless entries.
It is a mission to get your key. One, because if you go to, for example, I have a BMW. This is not sponsored. It shouldn't be sponsored because I'm going to...
First of all, because they annoyed the
delivery. We're not happy at all.
But it's also my fault that I lost my keys. So I lost both my keys.
Right.
And before I say this, the most repeated question I ever got from people when I told them, yo, man, is they're like, why don't you have a car? And I'm like, I lost my key. And they go like, I'm going to use the space. And I'm like,
yo.
Why didn't I think of that, bro? Use the spare. Oh, I'm old, man. So yeah, when someone tells you they lost their key and they don't have a car, they lost both keys. So I lost both keys. And in my 13 years of driving, this is the first time lose my keys.
It's such a rare occurrence in our lives that I thought it was one of the most exciting pieces of news.
But Akawi's also pretty diligent with his stuff. He's actually, he doesn't lose a lot of, in the time we've known him, he doesn't lose a lot of things. Yeah. Like, that's why I found it surprising that he lost both of them.
So yeah, so when you lose your keys and you go to BMW because you have a keyless, keyless key, whatever it is, they go like, oh, okay, it's going to take a month.
Wait, what?
It takes a month for them to get you a key because they have to get it from Germania.
Oh, so they've got to send a key here.
Yeah, and you get one key, not two. And it's very costly. So, for example, for the key, so in BMW, for example, there's two kinds of key. There's the normal key that just has unlock, lock, and what's it called?
Trunk.
Trunk.
Yeah.
And then they have that like fancy one with a screen, like you can move your car a bit if it's like stuck or something.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
That one is $4,300
for the fancy one.
So that's like about $1,000, more than $1,000.
No, it's like $1,080.
Okay, 1,100. All right.
And then the normal one is $2,900.
Ooh.
Jeez.
And they don't give you one and a spare.
No, they just
give you one.
That's
so funny. My advice to people: when you lose the first key, just like go to BMW and pay it, because in case you lose that spare, you are sitting carless. Example, Assalamu alaikum. For a very good amount of time.
Wow. Yeah. That, I didn't know any of that. This is the thing. It's like, I don't think you know it until it happens to somebody. It's not public knowledge.
Well, I'm glad to be the messenger. No.
Or get a Tesla.
Exactly.
But it's the same.
But isn't it the
same? Unlocks with your phone.
Wallah?
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
Philosophizers.
Yeah.
Unite.
So yeah, so that's my advice to people for the remaining 160 days.
I think that's pretty dope.
Try and make a routine.
Advice.
You know, try to find what you really want to do this year.
Yeah.
Travel.
Yeah.
I think traveling is really important. I learned that in our last trip to Thailand.
Yeah.
I'd like to travel at least once or twice before end of year, because if I do that, this is going to be the first time in my existence where I travel three times in 1 year. I've never done that in my life.
Yeah.
Well, we got time to make
unless
it work.
Unless it was work.
We got time to make it happen.
Yeah, like Saudi Qatar doesn't count.
But no,
like,
it doesn't.
You know what I mean? And besides that, don't lose your car keys, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Critical piece of information, guys.
Also, if you haven't played paddle, don't come out Akawi to play paddle.
Why? Like, oh, you mean to teach? Akawi
a few times I've been with Akawi and people are like, oh yeah, I've been seeing you playing paddle online. We should play sometime. And it's like,
no,
they've never played.
You
cannot play at
Akawi's
level.
No, you can't play with him. And he's not going to tell you, so we're going to tell you.
Unless you put three years of practice, daily practice, don't come at him.
You're terrible. He's not going to play with you.
No.
Like, well, you should just send this soundbite. Take this video. Like, listen, I don't know how to tell you this. You're shit.
Yeah, this
gonna
way
play
I can
you.
Answer them and lead them to the podcast to listen. Boom.
Just have it ready. Like,
no, but to your credit, I don't really understand all the rules of paddle, but I have seen you play and progress. You're not getting your ass kicked by 12-year-olds anymore.
No, that happened once. You want to hear a funny story, though?
Yeah.
So just to backtrack on what Reem meant. So Reem and OT came to watch one of the first tournaments I played in. No, it was the second or third. And we got second, but we lost to like a 12 or 13-year-old that, mashallah, is good. And he had a really good partner.
And he had a terrible attitude. Huh?
I had the Rona.
Oh, you had, no. You were there. You were there.
Oh, the
first one you live streamed where I was playing with Stefan.
Yeah.
Oh, the second one.
No, yeah, the first one you were live streaming. You caught the Rona.
That's how dedicated we are.
Yeah.
So the third one, you guys came and Hannah was there and you guys had signs.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Hannah for the sign.
Yeah.
So basically, ladies and gentlemen, so this 12-year-old beat me. And my partner. And Reem was like, I told you, you should have tripped him, bro.
Just cut his ankles,
you know?
Because I'll tell you.
Has school tomorrow. You should have like reported. I'm like, no, that's not what we do here.
Oh, that's not what we do.
Anyways, fast forward to like a tournament I played a week and a half ago. And I see this guy there.
The same one with the bad attitude. You haven't said this yet. This kid had such a bad attitude. I don't mind if you're 13 and you're great or whatever, but his attitude was terrible.
But that's type of competitive mindsets, by the way, that you realize that there's a lot of people that are competitors, but you have people that are competitors where they want to showcase that they're just assholes and they're not in your face. Then you have the really nice ones that are still good. Then you have the nice ones that are just quiet.
Right. So he was the first one.
He was the first one.
And so like fast forward, go ahead.
So fast forward. So in paddle, for people that don't know, there's categories.
Okay.
So there's D, which is beginner, and then there's C, C plus, B, B minus, B plus.
Okay.
And A.
And A is like professional.
Yeah. Okay. C plus is the intermediate level in the UAE, which I play in.
Okay.
So we go, me and my partner Angelo, and we were playing in the C plus tournament in one of the paddle clubs. And we're playing, and they also told us, and we see this kid walking around. I'm like, he didn't say hi to me. Why didn't he say hi to me? Like, he's been very low-key.
Right.
And he's just side-eyeing you.
Yeah. No, he didn't even side-eye. He's not saying hi to anyone. He's just playing and, like, sitting down. And then I overhear, like, three local guys talking to one of the organizers. And they're like, bro, that guy is not D. And I'm like,
there's Akawi moving
and
closer.
Like, yeah, bro, he's like trying to get closer. This 13-year-old Indian kid, wallah, trust me, he's not D, he's not beginner. So this kid apparently comes to this tournament, okay, and registers in a D category.
Oh, so he's playing below his level,
below his level. And then the guy starts complaining, and then the guy realizes, like, if you go on the paddle AE, for example, tournament you play, you see that he got first place in intermediate category. And basically, when the kid walks back and he sees me, he comes to say, I'm like, why are you sad? I'm like, what's wrong? Why are you sad? He goes like, they disqualified me. I'm like, you were playing in the tournament? I didn't see you on the schedule. He's like, yeah, I'm in D. I'm like, huh? Then you deserve it. Why are you sad? Why are you playing D category anyways, bro?
Yeah.
And then he started giving me like different. And I remember I was like, well, Larim had a point about this kid.
I told you should have, like, if you didn't just slash his ankles straight away, we wouldn't be
slash
here.
Slash his ankles.
Who says that, ladies and gentlemen?
You went from tripping the kid to slashing his ankles.
No, Salahatan, I didn't want to say it. I said tripping because I like people not to think how aggressive Reem is.
What do you mean? Listen. Okay.
The real Reem has come to light.
This guy was so rude to Akawi. I can't. He was so rude.
His motherly instinct.
Yeah. Like, I was like a mother duck.
Auntie instinct. Mother duck.
I can't deny. I really think this kid, I just didn't like him, but I cannot. I cannot have beef with a kid who I like barely hit 15. Like,
you know, it's always good to have him with you when there's kids around, because when they tell you, how about you go pick on someone your own size, you go like, oh, you want your own size?
He's right here.
Come.
Where you put her on in that small? Listen. What was the pocket called? The attack? What do we call the pocket? The one that was one in the jeans?
Pocket.
Ya ilaha illallah, bro. Astaghfirullah. This girl.
People with
Canadian
answer.
Passports think they can say whatever they want, man. She
forgets we're not Canadians.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, I forget that she's Canadian. Yeah.
They're going to come look at her.
The only time
I
remember she's Canadian is when we start putting a timeline behind our travel. She goes like, yeah, but I don't need a week. It's a visa upon entry.
Look, I don't know what. Akawi's impression of me is always a girl on her way to get a pumpkin spice latte. Like, it's always.
Have you heard you?
No.
It is almost accurate.
Akawi's impression of me is like you're on a podcast. Just listen to me and tell me I'm wrong. You know what I mean? Just listen.
No, but
slash his ankles.
Take the L.
Like, that's pumpkin spice on every single season. You're it's not right. Just Christmas. You know what I mean?
You get me, fam.
You get me. You get me. Yeah. Shout out Top Boy.
The inspiration.
There was a good month when it was trending on Netflix.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
Yo, Akawi. I'm like, which episode are you on? You didn't have to say anything, you know? Like, or someone comes to me, they was like, yo, you want to go get food? I'm like, bro, you can't say that here. They're like, actually, your lunch, bro. I'm like, you didn't watch Top Boy. You know what? Because, you know, if you want to get food, man, it's a whole different thing, you know? Yeah, Allah, man.
Yeah, that was a great show.
What about you, Reem?
What about me?
160 days left.
160 days left. So I wanted to make this the best year ever. So in order to do that, we do have to travel again. That's mandatory. But now I've decided I'd like us to go to a cold place just to see what happens to us. We could just get there and leave.
Winter, like, here we come.
Well, yeah, exactly. I think we need to get to a cold place. The second thing is I need to finish my book. That's critical. Ooh. That's critical.
Have you guys talked about this book?
We did. We have talked about
with
it.
October deadline.
Yeah. And well, no, the beginning is due on October.
Do you need to lock you in a room with the man, like we do
at
with the man.
At some point, I'm going to have to. Yeah, I'm going to have to get locked in. Yeah, but, and then the other thing is, so fitness-wise, I think, alhamdulillah, and like health-wise, I'm at a really good place.
On Tareem, ladies and gentlemen, the walking abs, we call her. The walking abs.
I've worked hard on them. I welcome them. They're always welcome. But I do think what I want to do fitness-wise is, Akawi's been harping on it, but I'm going to get Animal Flow certified now. So before the end of the year, I have to do
135 dirhams a session, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. You heard her first.
I'm going to donate all the things are going to be donated to Muhammad Akawi's paddle career. So nice. It's cyclical,
the sponsorship.
Right?
Like,
160 dirhams per session, ladies and
coming
gentlemen.
Coming through with the sponsorships and packages and everything.
I'll put your logo. I got you.
Yeah,
I'll put
your logo. But my logo is my face.
Hey, if you're paying, if you sponsor, bro, I'll put your face wherever the hell you want.
I'll do whatever it takes. I would like my face on the tramp stamp of your paddle uniform.
See, who says, like, this is what I mean about this profanity. This is like this eighth profanity. Who says tramp stamp?
What do you mean? Tramp stamp is the location of a tattoo. It's not.
It's lower back. It's called the lower back.
Right, but then if I said the lower back, you're going to put it on your butthole, and that's going to offend me even more.
No, she said butthole.
Now she said butthole. How does this make you feel, all this profanity?
You think that our podcast goes on OnlyFans, or it goes on like SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts?
That's
and
the other
you
thing.
Think this is going on OnlyFans, bro?
I wish. Can I have an OnlyFans? Is that a thing?
La ilaha illallah.
You can. You and Michael B. Jordan.
Wait, what is the most halal OnlyFans? Tak, you have an OnlyFans.
Tak, you have an OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Give the man a mic. I need to understand this platform.
Yo, Tak and Michael B. Jordan.
Tak, you have an OnlyFans?
Yes.
Is this like where you wear your shahata without socks?
No, it's a... I mean, that's an idea, bro. I'll give you a cut off the revenue
off
of those.
Off the proceeds. So what do you do on OnlyFans? Well, what's your thing?
I have a OnlyFans.
Bro. What? Oh. Which VPN? Which VPN do you use, bro?
Huh? I have a bunch. So some of them, they stop working after a while.
His OnlyFans keep cutting at the good parts.
Thank you, kill me, bro. Yeah, I love you.
You want to join?
No.
I have some slots.
No. When the recession hits, maybe.
It's around the corner.
I got you, bro.
Don't rush it. It's coming.
See, I told you. I think so. What's the most halal OnlyFans, Tuck?
Facebook.
Some people do cooking shows.
Yo.
Really?
Yeah.
I just think that we're not using the platform to the extent that it could be used. Deep renovation, market regeneration. What is it?
There are many purposes to the platform. You guys are just misunderstanding.
So you're telling me that OnlyFans, you're telling me that we can't, that I can't have an OnlyFans? Is that what we're saying?
You can, is what we're saying.
Ah, okay, alhamdulillah.
Yeah,
as long as I can do what I want.
The platform was not built for just sexual content.
That's what I thought.
No,
but
it's not. You could do anything.
Okay, so
could teach Animal Flow on OnlyFans if you want.
All right, and then I'll donate it to Akawi's Tramp Stamp sponsorship.
My sponsor money only comes from halal businesses.
Well, my Animal Flow is a halal business, arguably.
Not if it's on OnlyFans.
To that point, I think we should end this podcast here because I think it's getting real bad.
I love you all. I love that I'm back. I really miss this.
We're so happy that you're back.
I'm very surprised how Reem, like this profanity that is Reem now on podcast.
Oh my God.
You didn't warn me.
I apologize.
I apologize.
No, I did not expect it.
No problem, man.
I wasn't expecting it on the first episode either. So
if you're worried about the next 160 days, I am too.
Now I am.
You got 160 days till the end of the year. We love you guys. Make the best of it.
Thank you for kicking it with us today. I hope you enjoyed listening to this week's episode as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast at to stay up to date with all our conversations. Also, if you don't mind, hit us with the 5-star rating, leave a comment, let us know how you feel about the show. That way, it could also help others find the show. And be sure to share it with your friends and family, whoever you think can benefit from it. You can holler at us on all social media platforms at The Can Show. We'd love to hear from you. Or you could drop us an email to hello@thecanmedia.com. Salam.